Hey there, you guys. So this is episode 21. Success comes from a lifetime of mistakes. You know, what if everything you've ever done came from all of your mistakes, all preparing you for this one huge moment? I kind of feel like that sometimes. You know, when you dream and strive towards the dream, you fall and you learn. But all those experiences teach you so many important things. If you're smart, you'll learn from them. I've really worked hard to get where I am, and I've done the research, I've learned the lessons, and continue to learn those every single day. I've experienced that moment when you're about to quit and felt the amazingly inspirational exhilaration when you reach a milestone. Even if you don't know it's a milestone. A lot of times I'll get an idea and I'll strive for it. I'll try and figure it out. And it's kind of like this searching inside where I'm not really sure if it's something that's right for me, but I know I have this idea and I'm inspired. So I kind of go with it. And it either works out or it doesn't, but each time it teaches me something. You know, there have been many milestones to here where I am today, but I wouldn't trade them for anything. Even when I've been totally exhausted and burnt out, I still felt really lucky because this life is mine. It's being experienced by my own terms and by my own desires. I am the one who decides to move forward or stand still. I think many of you are in the same position, and you may just not realize it yet. I hear from artists who feel pushed down by those around them, their family doesn't support their goals, or they do, but not really, and even some random comments on social media have put those doubts into your head. But I'm here to tell you about two very, very important things that I've learned, and I think they're going to help you out. Don't give up on yourself and trust in the process, but let me explain. Don't give up on yourself means that you need to search your heart for what moves you and be patient. As you try different things, you'll learn a lot about yourself. That gives you an amazing education that you can't learn in school, but also teaches you a lot about who you are and what you're made of. In the past 10 years, I've learned more about myself on this journey than all my other years growing up. But I needed those other years in order to handle today. I played a lot of sports, and they taught me patience, the rewards of determination, and the importance of consistency. This pursuit of my dream career has both built on those lessons and taught me about what I'm really made of. Now, if I think back to the moments that I was in when I was learning different things to be successful, it was really hard then too. There were days when I got hurt. There were days when I was injured and I played through it. And I just let my focus and determination lead the way sometimes. Sometimes you have to do that now. I learned to do it then and I developed those skills through the process. But a lot of times we get to this age and this time and this moment and we forget all those little things we went through in the past to learn and to grow. It's kind of like if something happened and took away all of your skills and you had to start like a baby from day one. You had to learn to walk one little step at a time or learn to talk and put those words together and struggle through it. But as a baby, you don't know that you're struggling, you're just growing. But as an adult, you feel the struggle because it's frustrating. Because you know better and you get impatient. So don't try to convince anyone of anything, especially yourself, because you're not going to get through this process with ease if you have to. You know, people are going to doubt you. No one thought I could achieve what I've done. I was a woman in the music business. Even better, I was diving into podcasting before podcasting was popular. It wasn't that they didn't believe in me as a person. In my case, no one understood it. I've been building a career in uncharted an unfamiliar territory for 10 years, and only now do people finally understand how my career fits into the world. I do online music marketing. I take musicians and I help them take that next step. I take artists and encourage them to grow and try to give them a safe place and a safe community to thrive. Nobody understood what I was doing because it was the internet. How can you do that on the internet? There are schools, there are places locally, there are communities that support artists, but not everywhere, and not in the way that I saw the internet being able to provide. I knew there were connections there to be made. I knew that if I got people together, they would collaborate and they would learn from each other on their own terms and in their own time. And sure, they take flights and they go see each other and they meet and you end up with friends all around the world through this. But that's what I built. That's the AVA Live Radio community. Every single person that's a part of it is part of something bigger, something that takes what they've learned and all of the wonderful talents that they have and all the talents that they develop every single day, and it brings it into one amazing place where people can meet and be with like-minded people who are going through the same struggle. That's what I built. But that's okay, because people like to throw you into a category, especially when they don't understand it or they don't, or they maybe they feel threatened or scared. In the beginning, that's exactly what I faced. People didn't understand it. I remember talking to some radio promoters who handled local DJs in the Florida market. The DJs were amazing, right? Really great personalities that you know and love and trust. But they didn't understand exactly where I was at. I remember speaking to one and he said, well, we should probably just go the regular route and put you in a local market so that you can grow and see where it goes from there. But then when he started to dive into what I was actually doing with podcasting and internet radio, I remember him saying to me, you know, just because I don't know anything about what you're doing and I don't understand it, it doesn't make it wrong. And honestly, you're already reaching more people than our radio show hosts do in their local markets. So maybe it's a good idea that you keep going with this. That was probably one of the smartest pieces of advice anybody could think of at the time, because it was really the only encouraging source that I had. Nobody understood what I was doing, and so therefore, I had to trust in my own process, and I had to believe in myself. Sure, I felt fear at times, but my vision chased fear from my mind very, very quickly. When you're determined and you just are trying to achieve something that you think is going to be great, it's amazing how you can chase fear away. So don't let fear capture you. I used what I learned in sports to see myself through, and it was just good old-fashioned determination and focus, really. At the end of the day, I'm so glad that I believed in myself enough to know that I stayed on this journey and saw it through. And I knew that this is what would make me happy, just being on this journey and seeing that I tried, no matter what. Even if I changed paths later or I adjusted slightly, or even if it turned into something else, or maybe grew into other opportunities, at least I tried. At least I didn't give up. And I had an idea, and I kept going with it. Also, don't forget to trust in the process. That's a big thing. People are always in such a rush, and they think they want something, and then they go after it for a month, and then when they feel it isn't working, they change directions. There's a fine line between quitting and adjusting. If you feel that you are trying something that doesn't fit you, then make adjustments until you find your passion. But don't change because it's hard. Everything worth having is hard. Hard is a process you go through in all new things. It's called paying your dues. And you know what? For years, when I was younger, I used to think, where are these dues and how do I pay them? Because I just want this over already. But there's really just simple steps to it. Listen to your heart and find your passion. That'll make your life better. educate yourself on a path, find a mentor, research, try different things. Embrace the failure as a gift of knowledge and a stepping stone to success. Be consistent and focus on that next goal. Celebrate your milestones and keep your eye on the prize. And trust in the process. We have doubts, but if you give yourself time to work that problem through, you'll come out so much better at the other end. I'd love to hear about your current or your future projects, guys. So I hope this inspired you. I hope it did. And if you use it as a guide to encourage you, you won't lose your way, because this has really, really helped me. But I only knew it as a result of going through it. You have to chart out for uncharted territory and stay on that path in order to learn. Every day's a journey. You need to be on it. So don't look to one big win as your measure of success. Celebrate what today has taught you and use that to move forward. Have a great day.